Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Well, what do you know? We have a winter wonderland, don't we? Now, all you folks who are wishing for snow, you finally got it, so you're the ones who should be driving in it, right? Boy, this is a heavier snowfall than anybody expected, so please be very, very careful on the road. And if you're on the road right now, please make sure your headlights are on, because the people behind you, the people ahead of you will be looking for you in their side view mirrors, and if your lights are not on, they will not see you. That will lead to accidents. So please just flick a finger on that light switch and turn them on for safety. Well, today's guests on Q&A, because it is the year-end show, I always like to try and turn the year-end show into a best of, and today is certainly that. You're going to hear my two-part chat with comic Rita Rudner. Now, she has had HBO specials. Her concerts have sold out across the country, around the world. She has sold comedy CDs. She's a big star, and she entertained earlier this year at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. So I had a chance to interview her. That'll be a two-part interview you will hear today. And then in a complete, in fact, jarring change of tone, right after the news and weather with Link, you're going to hear my chat with Irene Dannon, a really amazing local lady. Irene Dannon is a local realtor and a published author. She was also a Holocaust survivor, and her memories are absolutely riveting. She was here with her daughter, and I think that is worth retelling that story. So we will hear the story from Irene Dannon and her daughter right after the bottom of a news break. So keep in mind, with the weather, there have been several area road closures to report. According to Yavapai County Sheriff spokesman Dwight D'Evelyn, Iron Springs Road from Highland Pines into Prescott was closed at about 11:30 this morning. 15 vehicles were off the roadway waiting for snow removal equipment to arrive. 169 access at I-17 was closed. Highway 169 between I-17 and Dewey may be closed soon, and there are already several collisions there, so stay tuned for more updates. Highway 69 at Mayor has been a trouble spot. Two-wheel drive cars and trucks are having trouble getting up the hill from the stack toward Poland Junction, and as they try to leave Mayor, some get stuck or even slide backward, and as of 1 o'clock, no snow removal equipment was spotted in the Mayor area. Also a closure, 89A, northbound and southbound, north of Jerome is closed due to the weather at mileposts 243 and 347. Boy, that's one place I would not want to drive in this weather is Jerome. And Mingus Mountain, because of the heavy snowfall, roads are extremely hazardous, and several vehicles are stuck in off-highway areas. So keep that in mind. You may also want to access 511 on your phone. That is the ADOT road emergency and travel information. So keep that nearby for you. If you must travel today, keep in mind, if you are going to the New Year's Eve festivities downtown tonight, parking will be at a premium. There's going to be a lot of people there. It's going to be very, very cold. We're talking about an overnight low near 14, possibly more snow showers this evening. So if you are going tonight, please be sure to bundle up. So we're going to take a break here and come back with the worldwide famous Rita Rudner, who played Prescott in the past year. That is starting your day today on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text SPARK to 79645. That's SPARK to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text SPARK to 79645. That's SPARK to 79645.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to this 2018 New Year's Eve recap of the best of Q&A. If you are any kind of a fan whatsoever of comedy in nightclubs, concerts, late night TV, you will recognize this voice. Rita Rudner, enter and sign in, please.
I'm signing in right now. Hello, how are you? How's the weather?
We're big fans of yours here, Rita. You've been performing in Las Vegas on a steady basis for, what, about 15, 16 years now?
Well, on a steady basis, 13 years. Mm-hmm. And then on an intermittent basis, 2 years. I decided to live there and only do that because I wanted to raise my child. Mm-hmm. And that's, bizarrely, Las Vegas is the only place a comedian can have a normal life because I took a car to work and the audience took a plane. So I was very well rested. They had jet lag, which is the way I wanted it. And I could be there, you know, to annoy her and take her to school and tell her what to do, how to stand, what to eat, what to look at, how to read, all these things. I can just be there to badger her, and I wanted to do that.
That's part of the fun of being a parent, isn't it?
You got to do it. I can't help it. That's who I am. I say, do this, do that, now do it again.
And Rita Rudner will be performing at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. During our conversation today, I'll be giving away 2 tickets to that show, so stay tuned for the time and the number to call.
Rita, I'm going to do my joke. Oh, good, because I really want to go. Okay, now you go.
Okay, now it's my turn. Good, I like
and
that.
And that's your turn.
Rita, everybody who goes to a comedy club probably thinks they can get up there and do that. But take me through the art and the craft of writing and performing a joke that hits.
Well, it's a long process. In fact, I'm writing my autobiography now, and I'm just going through it. And what you have to do is you have to decide who you are and why anyone would start to laugh when you stop talking. Mm-hmm. That's the basic premise. You have to get people to laugh when you stop talking. And then when you start talking, they listen, and you stop talking, they laugh again. So you have to do that over and over and over, and you have to figure out who you are telling the joke, because that's what's so great about stand-up is everybody's unique. So everybody comes to it at a their own point of view, which is really why you can't, there's no college where you go, I'm going to go to comedy college, because there's no way to teach it. You just have to learn it.
And because you are unique in what you do, and so many comedians, especially male comedians, are very, very angry and abrasive and aggressive. And here you come on stage as this polite, cultured, well-mannered lady, and then here comes the punchline, bang, and they're on the floor.
Well, that's what my, I guess that's who I am. I'm deceptive. I look like I'm mild-mannered. And then all of a sudden you go, ooh, that was a little cruel. But no, what it is I have to be who I am. And I was a shy, only introverted child, and I had to go from that point. And I also grew up in ballet school. And that's why I stand up really straight, because everybody said you've got to stand up really straight and you got to point your toe, otherwise we're going to hit you with a stick.
There you go.
So that's the way I grew up, and that's who I am. So people who grow up in different circumstances are, you know, have different points of view. But I had to be loyal to who I was. Otherwise, the one thing that people know when you're a comedian is if you're not being authentic. And if I would come up and try to be a different type of person, it just wouldn't fly.
Yeah, you can tell it a mile away in the audience. Now, you went from chorus lines to punch lines, essentially, correct?
Right. I started as a dancer, and I love dancing, but I danced from when I was 4 till, and then I was on Broadway for 10 years, from 17 to 27, and then I said, you know, my feet hurt, I'm going to learn to talk, and then I decided to try comedy because there weren't too many female comedians. So that was my whole reasoning. And then lo and behold, I found out that I love comedy, and I can't wait to write another joke. And it makes me, it is very fulfilling to me. And also, that's how I met my husband. And that's, so that was a good thing, too.
Now, when you were growing up, you and I are the same age. So when you were growing up, the people, the women comedians you would see on television were Phyllis Diller, Joan Rivers, Marilyn Michaels, people like that, but not a whole lot more, were there?
That's why I did it. I only knew Joan Rivers and Phyllis Diller, because those were the people that I had seen on television. And I couldn't really relate to their style of comedy because they were so boisterous and outgoing, and I was so introverted, so I patterned my comedy more after Woody Allen and Jack Benny, because I was a shy Jewish person. So I said, let's look at some shy Jewish people, because that's who, and it didn't matter if they were male or female. I noticed what they were saying was funny, and it really wasn't gender related. But later on in my comedy career, I became friends with both Joan and Phyllis, and I admired them so much because they were so energetic and diversified and talented, and just, they were little energizer bunnies, you know?
They
were just on all the time, always creating something new, and I really admired them. But as far as patterning my style of comedy after somebody, I had to go with people whose personalities were more in tune with who I was.
Now, speaking of Joan Rivers, Esquire magazine did a profile of her several years ago where she said something very telling about comedians. She said when two comedians get together and they trade their best jokes, they don't laugh. They point at each other and go, now that's good. Is that true?
Yes. I never laugh at a joke. I'll go, that's really funny. And I go, oh, I see why that's funny, because I laugh at life. You know, I laugh at my daughter and my dog and my husband and things that are silly. But, you know, I don't laugh at verbal jokes, really, because I want to see how they're constructed, and I like to analyze them. So, yes, what she said was absolutely true. And I always try to warn people off, because sometimes people try to tell me a joke, and I said, you know, you're going to be upset because I'm not going to laugh.
Yeah.
And they say, no, you're going to laugh because this is a really funny one. And I say, well, yeah, but you don't, no, it's not going to work. And then they insist, and then I don't laugh, and then they don't like me. Oh. So I want to laugh at people who just are there themselves. But the minute you go, an Irishman and a priest that walk into a bar and the dog sitting on the stool, it's too far removed from what, you know, what real life is. So I can't laugh at it. So, you know, come up and say hello, and let's hug, and let's trade stories about our past, and let's talk, and let's have dinner, but don't tell me a joke.
And when you grew up idolizing people like Jack Benny, you learned all about timing, didn't you?
Well, I did. I mean, nobody had better timing than Jack Benny. And also, Johnny Carson was a big Jack Benny fan. And Johnny also took a lot of his timing from Jack Benny. So I kind of think I got to learn. I wasn't really, you know, watching Jack Benny on television. I know my mom used to like him.
Mm-hmm.
But when the way I got in touch with his form of humor was there was a Museum of Broadcasting that had just started out in New York when I was a dancer in New York. And I used to go to the Museum of Broadcasting and watch all of the old Jack Benny shows. And then I used to go and get albums from the library and listen to George Burns albums and Jack Benny albums.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the Fred? There's a Fred that I used to listen to. Fred, it'll come to us. If it comes to one of us first, we win. Fred Allen.
The Tonight Show, sure.
Yeah, Fred Allen. No, that's Steve Allen.
Allen, yeah, correct.
Yeah, but this was Fred Allen, who was mm-hmm. really funny, too. So anyway, I really like that style of subtlety and understatement. So
mm-hmm.
that's how I got acquainted with those with that style of humor.
And there's lots more to come with my interview with Rita Rudner as we recap the best interviews on today's New Year's Eve edition of Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. More coming up with Rita Rudner in just a moment.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Marshalla Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes host the Edmonton Oilers live Wednesday night at 7:30 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
If you've waited all year to buy a new vehicle, stop what you're doing and head straight to Lamb Nissan's year-end event. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. The 2019s are here, so we're taking thousands off our remaining 2018s. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue, for only $19,777. That's over $6,500 off MSRP. Or the Rogue Sport for only $18,988. Save nearly $9,000 off MSRP on a 2018 Murano SV all-wheel drive, only $28,988. Or nearly $8,200 off MSRP on a 2018 Nissan Maxima, only $26,948. Think you can only afford a used car? Think again. How about a brand new Nissan Versa for only $10,888 and it comes with a full warranty? Only at Lamb Nissan's year-end event. Visit lambnissan.com for all of our great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to the New Year's Eve edition, the best of Q&A. Back now with our interview with comic Rita Rudner. How do you keep track of all your material? We saw in the Joan Rivers documentary those exhaustive drawers full of index cards. I mean, how do you keep track of all your material, and how do you
decide?
I don't.
That's the problem. And sometimes people call then in the audience, because I always ask for questions. I like to talk to the audience,
mm-hmm.
and they say, like, I was last week, and I was in Palm Desert, in a beautiful theater in Palm Desert, and somebody yelled out when I asked for questions, "Do the good dish," and I couldn't remember what it was. And sometimes I have to say, well, you come do it, and then I'll remember. But then I finally remembered what it was. But it's really scary. If you would look, I have like a stack of notebooks with coffee stains and ripped pages and scribbling and doodling, and it's all in there somewhere. But I'm not an organized person. I'm just... People always said, how do you get downstairs by yourself when I lived in New York? So that's who I am, but I always manage to get to the places I'm going to go.
Speaking of taking questions or requests from the audience, do you remember Brett Butler?
Of course, yeah, I knew Brett Butler.
Brett Butler was doing an interview in my hometown, and the host asked her, do you take questions or requests from the audience? And her answer just stunned me. She said, no, because the audience wants somebody who is in charge up there, and that gives the audience, depending upon where you are, a little too much control. They want you in charge. How do you feel about
that? Well, I never thought of it that way. I want the audience to be my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And if we're having a conversation and we're relating and we're all together in this world we call the America or the world, well, not even America, in London, in Australia, wherever they speak English, we're all together. And even in the places we don't speak English, although I'd have to learn another language to do it. In
that would be difficult.
China. Yeah.
Now,
but
you did you?
I just want it to be a friendly experience, and I don't feel that way.
Did you ever add up how many times you were on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson?
No, I never did. I might do that now that I'm doing my autobiography, but I know I've just gone through the whole thing where how long it took me a couple of years to get on the show. Oh, gosh, it's a whole big story. But once I got on the show, Johnny Carson just liked me. And then he would call me, you know, they would call and say, someone dropped out, can you come over quickly? And I would always be there on the show. And he would even come into the makeup room while I was in there and say hello to me and talk to me and talk to me after the show. And I have to say, he very rarely did that with a lot of people. So I was very complimented because he was somebody that I admired a lot.
You know, have you ever seen the Gary Shandling cable show, the Larry Sanders Show?
Sure, yeah. He was a great comedian.
Oh, I thought that was...
I was so shocked when he passed away.
As many talk shows as you've done, and you've done all the network talk shows, how true do you think those characterizations of the host, the sidekick, the producer, the writers, how true to life do you think that show was?
It's very true to life. It's exaggerated,
yeah,
but it's true to life. It is absolutely exaggerations of the characters that exist. That's why it was so entertaining, especially to people in show business. And I thought, it was a brilliant show. And Jeffrey Tambor, I met Jeff. I was friends with Gary Shandling, too. But I met Jeffrey Tambor. We used to do Hollywood Squares together when they did Hollywood Squares. And he was so funny. I just love him.
He's
one of the funniest actors ever.
Indeed. Are there any movies that accurately portray what it's like to be a stand-up comic?
No.
Really?
Not at all. Like, I saw that one movie, that old movie with Punchline with Sally Field
and Tom Hanks.
Nothing was about it was real. No. And it's so hard to do because it's not a it's a long process and it's just... And even there's a show on Showtime now that I haven't been watching. My husband's been watching more, but it's about a stand-up comedian. But they don't ring true to me, or at least not true to the experiences that I went through. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there was another show about it, but no. No.
Interesting.
No, it's not real. Don't listen to it. People say, people who are... have jobs that are so hard say to me, it must be tough being a comedian. It's fun being a comedian. You get to go fun places. You get to make people happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get paid and then you go home. It's good. Everyone should be a comedian.
Tell me the power you feel and the joy you feel when one particular punchline brings down the house.
I love it. But you know what? The best feeling is when a new one works.
Oh, really?
People always say, what's your favorite joke? And it's always the one I haven't thought of yet. And always when I get to a new joke and it works, I just get so excited. And it's just an unequaled feeling.
Because
being a stand-up comedian is independence. And, I was an actress, a singer, and a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so regimented. People tell you what note to hold, where to put your leg, what to say, how to say it. And with stand-up, I just look at my notes and I go, oh, I think I'll put this joke here. I think I'll wear this tonight. I think I'll ask the audience some questions. And it's so you can't equal independence. I'm sure you feel the same way having your own radio show.
Sure, absolutely.
No one's telling you what to do.
It's
an unequaled feeling, and it's a privilege.
It's Rita, we lost an icon from the comedy world in Don Rickles. As great as he was, do you think a Don Rickles starting out today, with social media being the way it is and everybody seemingly looking to be offended, could there be a Don Rickles today, do you think?
Well, I think there are a few people who, like Jeffrey Ross, who is does a lot of emceeing, and I think there are people who can kind of do that type of humor, and people know they're not really serious about it. But I think there are some things that are probably off limits now that weren't off limits when he was a comedian. But I have to say, I knew him too. We did Carnegie Hall together.
Oh, wow!
And he was the nicest guy, and his wife Barbara was so wonderful. But I think while Don was doing it, you knew it was his act. So, there's still social media going on while he was still doing his act, and people understood it was Don Rickles. There was nobody funnier in those types of situations. And sometimes when they have the old clips of Johnny Carson and Don Rickles on television, I love the two of them together.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, one of those clips shows Don just ripping Johnny to shreds. Of course, the audience, the Tonight Show audience, is howling in laughter. And then just to show what a good sport he is, Don Rickles claps his hands and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Carson." And Johnny goes, "They know who I am!" the chemistry was just incredible. Let me ask you one last question before we go. In your early years as a stand-up, when you were driving God knows how many miles to a gig.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't driving. I was in the car. Somebody else was driving. I didn't know how to drive.
Oh, well, okay. That helps.
I just finished writing a bit about that in my autobiography.
Really?
There was three comedians in a gig. It was the headliner, the middle act, and the comedian who had a car.
Wow.
So it was living in New York, nobody has a car.
Yeah.
And nobody knows how to drive. So you had to find a comedian with the car, and they were always a comedian that they didn't really, they weren't really that funny, but they had a car.
And isn't that why comedians often put each other up for the night when they know a friend will be in town?
Well, do they do that? I don't know. No one ever put me up for them. I always managed a hotel.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to be put in that situation.
The reason I
even
asked
at Red Roof Inn, I was happy there.
The reason I ask you about traveling to a gig, you have to, I would imagine, you would have to rehearse over and over and over and over. Is that what you do when you're on the way to a gig?
Well, I think you've already got to be rehearsed if you're on your way to a gig.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing I do is I make sure to sit down for maybe 40 minutes before each show to go over things to make sure I know what map I'm going to follow that particular evening. Because it's the same thing as, I think, because I come from other areas of show business, you don't dance before you warm up, you don't sing before you vocalize.
Sure.
And I don't do comedy before I go over jokes. So that's the way I am.
Rita, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. You knock them dead.
Thank you. I'll be there, and I'll be standing up really straight.
And very well dressed. That's Rita Rudner on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you a denture wearer? Do you have problems eating, speaking, or just plain tired of your existing dentures? How about a solution for you to take control, to eat, speak, and smile again with confidence? At Bradshaw Family Dental, we have the technology and experience to get you back to enjoying life. Give us a call for a free consultation, 775-9495 in Prescott Valley, or 237-1305 in Chino Valley, or online at BradshawFamilyDental.com. I'm Dr. Frosto, and I look forward to meeting you.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Join the Arizona Cardinals season ticket waitlist, and you'll have the chance to select your seats before the general public. The 2019 home schedule features traditional NFC West matchups with the Seahawks, 49ers, and Rams. Plus, the Falcons, Panthers, Browns, and Steelers will visit State Farm Stadium.
Rise up, Red Sea, let's hear it!
Call 602-379-0102 or visit azcardinals.com/tickets.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Monday the 31st. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Wallach and Volk. There have been road closures reported in Yavapai County. At 11:50 this morning, Iron Springs from Highland Pines toward Prescott was closed with 15 cars off the roadway waiting for snow removal equipment. 169 access at I-17 was closed. At 11:30, Highway 169 between the 69 and I-17 was pending closure. Williamson Valley and the Iron Springs area in Prescott, very slow going with several vehicles stuck. I-17 northbound through Yavapai County, very slow, and Dry Creek at Boynton Canyon was closed. Highway 169 between the 69 and I-17 was blocked at 11:30 due to weather and numerous collisions. And as of 1 p.m., Highway 69 at Mayor, two-wheel drive cars and trucks not able to go up the hill from the stack toward Poland Junction. As they try to leave Mayor, they get stuck or even slide backward. No snow removal equipment was spotted in Mayor at 1 p.m. A 40% chance for more light snow showers tonight, chilling overnight to near 14 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then sunny the rest of the week. Highs tomorrow near 32, Wednesday 40, Thursday up to 51. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, snow showers continuing. More light snow showers tonight with an overnight low near 18. Sunny highs tomorrow through Thursday near 38, 47, and 56. Q&A will continue in a moment. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Hi, this is John Heine with the City of Prescott. Did you know there are thousands of businesses in Prescott and that each one has made a significant investment in our city? That's why the City of Prescott and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce are joining other organizations to promote Shop Prescott, Start Here. This campaign is designed to remind shoppers to support local brick-and-mortar businesses of all kinds. Look for blue and gold Shop Prescott signs in store windows and on signs throughout and around Prescott. Most importantly, support local brick-and-mortar businesses throughout the year.
Cold water shock makes sense when you dive into the pool, not when you hop in the shower.
That's where RED Plumbing comes in. We know water heaters, and we'll get you the right system. Exactly what you need to start the day off right or wash off a long day with a refreshing shower. Don't let water problems get you red in the face. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or you can always find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
For some kids, childhood means basketball games and family picnics. But for others, it means abuse, neglect, and a life of hurt. You can do something about it. Local court-appointed special advocates, CASA volunteers, stand up for these children and change their lives. Find out how you can change a life of hurt into one of hope. Training starts soon. Call 928-771-3165 or visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org. A child needs you.
Hi, this is Rich Joliet, your neighborhood CPA. Now is the perfect time to talk about Arizona tax credits. You can actually decide where your tax dollars go. Talk to your favorite school or charitable organization and learn how you can put your tax dollars to work right here in your community. For more information on tax credits or help with your business accounting, give me a call and let me show you why I've earned the title Best Accountant in Prescott Valley the last 5 years. 777-2386 or online at richardjolietcpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, as time goes on and history goes on, lessons are learned, and those who do not recall the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. We see that repeated all the time through world history, and we have a survivor of one of history's most, if not the most, horrendous events. She is a Holocaust survivor. She is also a realtor and also a minister. Her name is Irene Dannon. It is our pleasure to have you on the show today, Ms. Dannon. You have brought your daughter, Michelle Dannon, along. Ms. Dannon, tell us, how old were you and where were you when this incredible story started?
It started in 1941 when Germany first attacked Yugoslavia. Mm-hmm. It was the April they bombed Yugoslavia, and from there on it was pure hell for the next 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I was 10 years old.
Now, were you informed by your family as to the magnitude of all of this that was going on?
No. If you mean Holocaust, no, it had not really. They started in Poland with the ghettos, mm-hmm. but we never dreamt that they would single out Jews and gays and gypsies and. That's what, unless you had blue eyes and blonde hair, mm-hmm. and you were a part of the Aryan race, you were not worth anything.
What were some of the experiences you had during that time?
Well, the worst of all was when they nabbed my father off the street, and they took him into a death camp, and we didn't know where he was. We didn't know if he was alive for about 9 months.
Oh, my.
And I just cried every night, where is my daddy?
Yeah.
I just wanted my daddy.
You know, we can't even imagine the horrors of something like that and being so widespread and involving so many people. So did any of your family, now did your father survive the Holocaust?
Well, this was really, truly a miracle. It was an act of God, mm-hmm. because my father is the only one who escaped from the Nazi concentration camp out of 62,000 Jews in Yugoslavia. He was the only one who escaped.
Now, in Yugoslavia, were the Nazis hunting only Jews?
No. They were going after gypsies the same as Jews. Mm-hmm. And they went after Catholic. There were not too many gays, openly gays.
Openly, right, yeah.
Right, but whoever was, that was the end of them.
Mm-hmm. What did you know about concentration camps in Yugoslavia?
Well, there were a few concentration camps, but they were not like the finishing camps like they had in Germany. These were more like holding camps. There was Jasenovac, where my father was, and they were first collecting men, and then they collected women and children. But my father was one of the first to be collected.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he in Saimischte?
Saimischte used to be
a fairground.
Yeah, Saimischte used to be fairgrounds, so it was composed of many different little shacks and buildings.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you get from there to here?
Do you have 2 weeks?
Well, you're an author, so I'm sure you can tell a good story.
Yes, I can. As a matter of fact, it's all in my book.
What is the name of that book, by the way?
It's called Failure is Not an Option, because if you failed once, you were dead.
In that case, absolutely.
Yes, and in the book I wrote about detail escaped of my father from the camp.
Now, did you have any food or showers or anything during that time?
No. After my father escaped from the camp, we were hiding in the fields, in caves. As a matter of fact, one time we were in this cave, and the Nazis, Stukas, that was their favorite diving plane. Anyway, they saw that the people were hiding in the cave, so they bombed the cave. Oh. And so my brother and I got buried alive because part of the cave collapsed.
Oh. Now, Michelle, all during the last several decades in America, there have been all sorts of literary and cinematic treatments of what went on then. Do any particular books, aside from your mother's, of course, do any books or movies you think best and most factually capture this experience?
There were many movies and many books. The one that comes to mind first is Schindler's List.
Sure. That Which, was by so the way, potent. Is coming back out next month, 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
Wow. And did you see the movie?
Yes, I did.
Did your mother see it?
I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, I saw did it, you? And I had the nervous breakdown.
I was going to ask you what kind of reaction you had to seeing that
did.
All over again.
I started to cry, and I couldn't catch my breath, and the person I was with put his arms around me and held me and said, you're safe, you're in America, you're in...
It's like seeing a nightmare relived, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, the worst possible nightmare.
You totally relive the nightmare.
And, of course, that movie was a very personal statement for Steven Spielberg.
That's right.
Yeah, extremely right. personal. So, you know, we mentioned food or hospitals. Did you have doctors? Food or showers. Did you have any doctors or hospitals?
No, there was nothing. There was no medication, no doctors, no hospital. And my brother, who was 4 years younger than I am, he and I got a skin disease. And we were scratching and itching, and my parents didn't know what to do with us. So they took us to a Catholic convent. Mm-hmm. And those nuns, I always want to cry, those nuns were really God expression in human form. They took care of us. They knew we were Jewish, but they never asked a question. They just took us and they healed us and put on medication and we ate.
Oh, isn't that amazing? You know, Charles Dickens very famously opened A Tale of Two Cities by saying it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. You saw the best of people and the worst of people, didn't you?
You bet. And you know what? I'm seeing the best of people now here in Prescott.
Isn't that amazing?
God bless Prescott.
So tell us about your life here in Prescott. How did you become a realtor?
Well, I was living in Los Angeles. And after my husband died, I went to school and I studied and I studied and I studied some more. And I opened my own office, real estate office, and I was Dale Realty. I started out in Beverly Hills.
And you're also a clergy, correct?
I am a minister with Unity here in Prescott.
What an amazing story. Michelle, I can only imagine the stories you grew up with hearing, and this has to make you incredibly proud.
I am so proud of my mother. She's overcome so much to become the woman that she is. Mm-hmm. And what my mother has always stressed to us kids, there's three of us, is forgiveness.
Yeah.
And had she not been able to forgive the Nazis and the Holocaust, I mean, she lost almost all of her family.
Sure.
They lost all their possessions, their homes. They were chased out of their homeland with nothing. And had my mother not learned to forgive the experience, it would have eaten her up from the inside out.
Sure.
So she's found a way to be at peace within herself. And that's what radiates. When you meet her, you will feel that peace.
Irene, when it comes to forgiveness, do you think that the Nazis themselves were evil people, or were they following the orders of an evil leader?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that not all Germans were Nazis.
Of course, sure.
I have some German friends here and now, and I just adore them.
Yeah.
Especially one girl who helped me heal. Her name is Marguerite.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to forgive because I was looking at this woman and I said, my God, she's German, but she's a beautiful human being.
Sure.
I couldn't hate her. And so little by little by little, I just forgave.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember seeing last year that terrible mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Florida.
My God.
Wasn't
in
that terrible?
Florida.
And I remember saying to a police officer here, all of those first responders and all of those doctors and nurses, they didn't care if you were gay or straight, Republican or Democrat, white or brown. Mm-hmm. Their job was to save your life, and that's exactly what they did without regard to any surface considerations. And I think that's a tremendous testament to the great work that they do. Now, how can people get a copy of your book, which is titled, once again, Failure is Not an Option?
Well, it is an Amazon, but also they can get it through me, IreneDannon.com.
That's D-A-N-O-N, correct?
Correct.
IreneDannon.com. One last question for you, because we see this in the news every day. Did you have any problems entering the U.S. like some refugees do?
Well, we came in as guests of President Roosevelt. We were the only, absolutely the only refugees that were allowed to enter United States. And even though we were the guests of the president, they poked us and shaved us and sprayed us for lice, and then they took all our clothes and put them through a sterilizing machines because they wanted to make sure we had no disease or lice or anything like that.
Well, we are so glad that you and Michelle decided to share part of your story with our listeners today. Any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with?
Yes, yes. I would like to say that love heals all, and the heart full of love has no room for hate.
And yours has been tested in ways we can never imagine, and we really appreciate hearing that. Thank you, Irene Dannon. Thank you, Michelle Dannon.
Thank
what
you.
A,
thank
what
you.
A great story.
It
and that
was
book
a pleasure.
Once again, the book once again is Failure is Not an Option by Irene Dannon. Go to IreneDannon.com, and that's D-A-N-O-N. Thank you so much for joining us
on
Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
In case you missed it at the start of the show, we had some road closures and traffic warnings to tell you about as of 11:30 this morning. Iron Springs Road from Highland Pines into Prescott was closed. 15 vehicles were off the roadway at that time, waiting for snow removal equipment. Highway 169 access at I-17 was closed as of 11:30. Highway 169 between I-17 and Dewey may be closed right now. They were expecting to close it around noon. Several collisions already in that area. Highway 69 at Mayor has been a real trouble spot, with two-wheel drive cars and trucks not able to go up the hill from the stack toward Poland Junction. As they try to leave Mayor, they would get stuck, maybe slide backward. No snow removal equipment had been spotted by 1 o'clock in Mayor. Also a closure, 89A, northbound and southbound north of Jerome, closed due to the weather at the milepost 243. Mingus Mountain, due to heavy snowfall, roads extremely hazardous. Several vehicles stuck in the off-highway areas. Now keep in mind, if you are heading for the downtown celebrations, the boot drop at Courthouse Plaza tonight, Whiskey Row, keep in mind, you know what that hill is like right in front of the Elks Theater? That may be closed. You know, that happened a few years ago, also on New Year's Eve. We had a big ice storm New Year's Eve, and Gurley Street was closed right there at the Elks Theater. People simply could not make their way up that sharp but small hill. Well, you know, tomorrow, of course, is New Year's Day. It's also Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Quentin Tarantino's breakout hit Pulp Fiction, starring Samuel L. Jackson. Jackson, John Travolta, Bruce Willis, and Uma Thurman will be on the big screen tomorrow for just $5 at 7 p.m. Boy, some good movies at the Harkins right now, too. You've got Mary Poppins Returns. You have Vice starring Christian Bale and Amy Adams. You've also got Instant Family. You've got The Favorite with Emma Stone, Olivia Colman, and Rachel Weisz. All three might be Oscar nominees. You've also got Mary, Queen of Scots with Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie. Great array of movies playing at the Harkins. And that's the best way to end 2018. Let's also look forward or look back 50 years since tomorrow will be 2019. Let's look back 50 years at 1969. Yeah, it really was 50 years ago when the median yearly income for all families was only $9,400. The minimum wage was $1.60, which I know because I was earning that. The median cost of a new home in 1969 was $25,600. A postage stamp was 6 cents. A gallon of gas was 35 cents, and a Ford Mustang, brand new one, was $31.75. How about that? Some of the big news stories from 1969. One occurred July 18th. After driving his car off a one-lane bridge on Chappaquiddick Island, Senator Ted Kennedy swam to safety while his passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne, drowned, and he did not report that to authorities for 10 hours. On August 8th and 9th, Charles Manson's followers murdered pregnant actress Sharon Tate and four others in the home Tate shared with her husband, director Roman Polanski. On a much better note, the top TV series for that year were Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, Gunsmoke, Bonanza, Mayberry RFD, Family Affair, Here's Lucy, The Red Skelton Hour, Marcus Welby MD, The Wonderful World of Disney, and The Doris Day Show. The Oscar winners for 1969 Best Picture, Midnight Cowboy, which at the time was rated X. Best Actor, John Wayne for True Grit. Best Actress, Maggie Smith for The Prime of Miss Jean Brody. The Best Supporting Actor, Gig Young for the most depressing movie ever, They Shoot Horses. Don't they? Best Actress in a Supporting Role, Goldie Hawn for Cactus Flower, and the Best Director for 1969 movies, John Schlesinger for Midnight Cowboy. Now, if you watch NFL games on Sundays on Fox, you know who the announcer, the play-by-play announcer, Joe Buck is. Ironically, that was the name of the John Voight character in Midnight Cowboy, which I'm sure Joe does not like being reminded of. Well, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, and then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. You have a great and safe New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Start the new year out right. Join me back here Wednesday at 2 with Patrick Kirkendall with great news for veterans who are in the job market. Please be safe. Have a great time tonight at the Boot Drop. Beware of that hill in front of the Elks Theater. So join me back here for Q&A Wednesday at 2 next year when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.